Welcome to the C3 Church Watson podcast. Our vision is to connect you to Jesus, grow you as a disciple, and help you serve his purpose. We hope you are blessed by this week's message.
So for context, Alicia and I, my wife, we're currently trying to save for a house. So this means we are making weekly sacrifices, and that means what meals do we decide to purchase? What extras do we buy during the week? What do we have currently? Are we making good use of it so we don't have to buy a replacement? Before we buy something big, we do our research and make sure this is a good decision. However, for us, investment into our church and also into God's kingdom is a no-brainer. We understand that it only takes a little bit from each of us to have a large impact in our community. We want to give our part, and we want to be part of the story of our church. And when we give, we feel a stronger sense of community. We want to see our church thrive in our city. And this giving is a direct way for us to continue to see that happen. And we know and we have experienced the God giving back in greater ways. We already have so many reasons to be grateful. And there's too many to list here. So giving ultimately, for me and for Alicia, is part of our serving. It's an extension of our serving in church. So in Mark 12:41-44, the story about the widow giving the last two coins that she has in offering. We're thankful that while we're not in that position, it reminds us and encourages us that even if we think we have a little or a lot, we always have something we can bring to give. So I hope this encouraged you all this morning. Thank you very much.
Go, Rob. Rob, how long have you been in our church? 2008, wow. 16 years. I remember Rob when he was in youth. Cute little kid. Thank you, Rob. A couple of weeks ago, Paul and Amanda and I had the privilege of being at our C3 Global Conference in Singapore. And it was great. And we're going to show you some highlights in the coming weeks of the conference. I don't know if you've been to Singapore. But if you have, you'll understand that when you walk outside, it's like a blanket of heat that just surrounds you and hits you and knocks you to the ground. Is that true? It's not quite that. That was a little exaggeration, but it's a bit like that. And you think, okay, I need 5 showers today and 15 changes of clothes. I didn't bring enough clothes because you just sweat. Now, keep that thought in your mind. And then on Monday, on the public holiday, I went for a prayer walk in the middle of the day in this beautiful city of Canberra. And I had just exercised, so I had shorts and a t-shirt on. I had my puffer jacket, but I had it around my waist because the sky was clear. It was absolutely stunning, John Jenkins. There's a John Jenkins word, absolutely. It was absolutely stunning. The beautiful, crisp, clean air of Canberra. And I thought, this is where it's at, people. This is where it's at. None of this hot blanket, heat, sweat. Ugh. I love the crisp, clean air of Canberra. I love the stunning autumn colours of Canberra. I love the glassy Lake Burley Griffin of Canberra. Have you walked around the lake and thought, oh, this is just so beautiful? I love the fact most of the time that we get all of the seasons. Happy winter, everyone. Here we go. Are we ready? Canberra is far from perfect, but it's beautiful. And it's where God has called Paul and I to be. And this city of Canberra is also full of beautiful people who Jesus came to die for. And I don't know why he has you here in Canberra, but I know that if he has planted you in this place, he has a purpose for you while you're here. And that purpose, I'm here to tell you today, is bigger than you are. And he wants to partner with you to see his kingdom come and his will be done in Canberra. Because he loves the people in Canberra. Our theme as a church for this year is all about the harvest. It's harvest time. And John 4 says it like this. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. How interesting is that phrase? What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike? You know the saying, one plants and another harvests, and it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you get to gather the harvest. The fields, that scripture says, are already ripe for harvest. And that means that there are people all over our city aching to meet Jesus. Right now, they are ready and waiting. Some of them will walk into our church. Some of them will come across as we are going about our business day by day. Some of them we are touching as we reach out through our Beyond Ministries, because God has placed eternity in the heart of every single human being. And he is forever about the task of drawing people to himself. And that's why this year we are focusing more specifically on this happening in our church. That's why we have a salvation prayer group where we pray over each individual name of the people that you are praying for. Yeah. And we partner with you to do that. That's why we are talking about the God we know and trying to help all of us to think about these things. You may have noticed that in that scripture Jesus says, wake up and look around. Because, I mean, we know that we can live our lives without being tuned into and aware of what the Holy Spirit is doing moment by moment. You know, we can get distracted by Netflix or Instagram or food or shopping or whatever it is that's going on in our lives, or pain in our body. It could be anything. But there is an encouragement in that scripture to actually notice and shake ourselves awake to what is going on around us spiritually. I had a conversation during the week with someone in our church, and he said this: I had a great opportunity to explain the gospel to a colleague who I had thought would have heard the basics about Jesus and wasn't interested. But in fact, he didn't know anything about God or the Bible or Jesus. So I got to talk him through it all. Afterwards, I had a real sense that God was prompting me to change my thinking about what I assume other people know. And I felt he was saying that I need to shift my thinking, because I'll be surprised by who and what people ask, and I need to be ready to answer. It was like God was shaking him up. And it's the scripture that we've been talking about in our The God I Know series in 1 Peter 3. Instead, you must worship Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. And if someone asks you about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Yeah. He was saying that just happened to him. And the Holy Spirit said, get ready. Yeah. be ready with an answer. So here's the call to action. Every morning, pray, God, make me aware of what your Holy Spirit is doing today. God, make me aware when I'm talking to this person, the words that they need to hear from you. Who wants to do that? Yes. So we are starting our Vision Builder series today, and we talk about Vision Builders every year for 3 weeks in June. I didn't say that very well, but you know what I mean. We are Vision Builders. I'm not sure why we have the info session up there, but there you go. We are Vision Builders, and I love that statement. I love what it represents and what it speaks about, because it speaks about all of us together as a church community building something that is impacting this city and beyond. What we are doing here, what we are achieving together, will affect the generations that come after us. This building will be standing long after we are not. It will be standing as a light in this city. It will be standing as a place of hope and grace, and many, many people's eternal future is going to be changed because of what we are doing in our lifetime. Vision Builders is about enabling us at C3 Watson to fulfill the vision that God has given us, which is to reach and impact this city for Christ. We are on a mission. And it's an important mission. We're not here for us. Our church is first and foremost here for those who are not here yet. Because everyone in this city needs Jesus. So our theme for this Vision Builders is this: a plentiful harvest of new lives. How good is that? A plentiful harvest of new lives. That's because we're going to see a plentiful harvest of new lives. We're going to see people coming to know Jesus. Here's a testimony from someone who did come to know Jesus in our church. He says this: after facing many medical battles from birth, culminating in a cancerous tumor in the left side of my jawline, I was invited to this church and met God here after responding to a call to receive prayer for my condition. During the prayer, I experienced tingling, pins and needles, and I gave God my full trust and life. Soon after, I had an alternative treatment and beat the condition. God healed me. How good is that? That's just one of many. So here's our scripture, John 12. Jesus speaking. He says, "I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone, but its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity." It's a great scripture, isn't it? Who's feeling happy right now? Jesus was talking about his imminent death on the cross, and his death changed everything. Yeah. Everything forever. It allowed every single one of us and every single person who's alive to have a relationship with him. And where would I be without Jesus? Just think about that yourself right now. Where would you be without Jesus? Probably not here. I can't even imagine. Thank you, Jesus. He wants everyone to experience eternity with him. And have you ever tried to get your mind around that, eternity with him? Like, I can't. It's impossible to get your mind around eternity, right? Because it just keeps going and going and going and going. The outcome of his death and resurrection is a plentiful harvest of new lives, and that's what we want to see. But the scripture, it actually doesn't stop. That passage goes on to say, Jesus speaking, he says, "I'm giving my life for you, for everyone, past, present, and future, And if you're following me, I ask you to lay down your life for my kingdom, to live my way, to deny yourself, to put me first. This teaching is not so popular, but it's truth. I had a conversation with someone recently, and she said to me, actually, I don't even want to do this job. It wasn't me. I had a conversation with myself. It wasn't me. She said, actually, I don't even want to do it, but I know it's right. Because sometimes we don't feel like doing things, but that doesn't mean it's the right thing to stop. Sometimes I feel like eating 3 tubs of ice cream. It doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. Okay. Paul and I were asked, we were talking about this just yesterday with someone. Paul and I were asked, Pastor Phil asked us to go and help start a church in Bondi. And I remember walking around with him in Neutral Bay. This is so many years ago. And we're walking and we're going, oh, we didn't want to do it. But we knew it was right. And so we did. When we talk about vision builders, we talk about money. And that gets a little, does it? How you all going? You okay out there? Long ago, Paul and I made the decision to just let God be in charge of our finances. To surrender that part of our life to him as well. Vision Builders enables us to sow seeds into our city so that we can see a plentiful harvest of new lives. So how are we sowing into our city as a church to see this harvest? We have so much. See, you guys might not know this, but I want to tell you. We have so much going on through our Beyond Ministries, and we have at least 8 different ministries we're involved in, but I want to highlight just some from 3 today. Rahab Ministries. It's a ministry to prostitutes. Last month, when the team went out, they, over 4 different brothels, they prayed. These women, 6 women, said, please pray for me. Wow. How good is that? It's great. Watson Barbecue. Once a month, we have a Watson Barbecue reaching out to our local neighbourhood group of flats. Sarah was up there one day this week, can't remember which day. She came back and she said, she was just putting up signs. She came back and she said, yeah, I had 2 people ask me to pray for them. That woman just can't help herself. It's awesome. We've been I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of the house. Where I am? Okay. We've been in MacKillop House for a number of years. And we've had one lady, she's been at both 2 Christmas parties over the last 2 years, the last 2. She's been at our big group, you know, where they make a lot of food. Yeah. Cooking group, where they make food and they eat it. And now she's wanting to join another group in our church. I was talking to one of our church members about, she just said to me, it's just the most beautiful thing. She loves going into that dinner and just being able to be and talk and listen and see the smiling faces of these women whose lives we are touching with the love of Jesus. These ministries are growing, as are other Beyond Ministries. And I'm so thankful. I'm so excited. But it's not because we want to get bigger. It's because Jesus came for every single one. Yeah. And we want to touch every single one with his love. And so, just a little secret. Do you want to hear a little secret? Good. In October, we're going to be doing a whole Beyond month. And it's going to be amazing. And there's going to be an opportunity for you to sow in a one-off offering into that. When we give to Vision Builders, we're giving into the wonderful testimonies of lives that are changed and transformed by the love and power of God. I want to give you a few examples. Here's a healing testimony. After being diagnosed with cancer in 2023 and having it rock my faith, test results now show there is no cancer in my body. Amen. Here's a testimony of someone who was miraculously able to buy into the housing market. We were searching to buy a home for about 6 months and couldn't find something that had our non-negotiables within our price limit. We were praying, our group was praying, and we had the church praying. And then I saw a home pop up and knew, before we even went there, that it was for us. The first open home we went to, we loved, and it popped in an offer, despite it being said it was going to auction. The offer was accepted with no questions asked, and we were told they sold it to us for 20K below what the reserve was set at. Here's a testimony of someone who was finally accepted into the job of their choice. It's repeated prayer requests to cross several barriers and knock down many obstacles have succeeded. Our son has finally been accepted into the Australian Army. And that was a long one. There was a lot of prayer that went into that. I know that. See, I could go on and on and on and on about all the, you know, there's so many of these. Thank you, Jesus, for working in people's lives. Vision Builders' contributions help us to continue to minister and carry out the vision of this place. And for the last 11 years, because we've been in this building for 11 years, they have been used to make payments on our mortgage and improvements like the car park. Like, if you've been out to our kids' church, there's a beautiful kids' church playground out there, there's a deck out there, we upgraded the kitchen, we've done all sorts of things. I want to tell you some exciting news. Do you want some more exciting news?
Yes.
This week, we paid off our mortgage. Go you guys. Woo! Woo, woo, woo! $2.2 million it was in 11 years. And we paid it off this week. So thank you. We are having a party on the 23rd of June to celebrate what you guys have done. So what's next, you're saying? What on earth are we doing? I'm glad you asked. When we built this building, some of you know the story, we didn't do all of it because our project managers went into receivership. And we have been multi-purposing some rooms like our kids' church. We want to have a dedicated kids' church area, and that means building the other part of the offices upstairs because it will be also have training rooms in it. Why are we wanting to focus some energy on our kids' church? Let me tell you why. Because our kids' church, our youth, and our young adults are the leaders of the future. They're the future leaders of this church. And the legacy of our church is in them. They are so important. Let me give you a testimony from another couple who joined our church in 2003. When they were looking for a church, our hearts were in agreement, they say, when we first came to C3 Watson. Not only did our spirits resonate with the preaching and worship, but the ultimate clincher was the kids' church program. As parents of young children, we were looking for a church where our kids would feel welcomed and encouraged on their own personal journey with God. The kids' church met that requirement and more. It was a place of life. Kids were enjoying it and welcomed, and the leaders clearly loved the children. So important. Now, we have just paid off our debt and we don't want to go into more debt. So we would like to do all of this debt-free. Who thinks that's a good idea? Yes, 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 yes. So we want to use current Vision Builder money. You can come up, guys. And money that we raise over the coming years to do it. So every June, we ask you to consider how you might want to be involved in Vision Builders. One of the wonderful things, and I think Rob said it so beautiful, is that It's not about one or two people. What we've done over the last 11 years is not about one or two people, because we're all limited by ourselves. But together we accomplish much. I mean, look at what you guys have achieved. And we can all be a part of it. We can all be investors and not just consumers in Vision Builders, because we're better together. So how can you be involved? We believe that everyone can be involved. You might say, I don't have much. You don't need much. Everyone can give something. We have kids who give, through to elderly people who give. So we believe everyone can be involved. We say, just ask God what he wants you to give. What have you got to lose? Because we can trust him, right?
Yep.
We can trust him. Here's another testimony, my last testimony, from someone who gave last year. They said, for Vision Builders this year, this was last year, God put a certain amount on my heart, which was scary for me. It amounted to 1/3 of my income, and I trusted God and put in my pledge. And this person said, I recently got a new job which pays me more than I've ever earned. I'm now excited rather than apprehensive. So you can pledge today, any of the days of these 3 weeks, you can pledge. But we do have a Pledge Sunday, which is also Party Sunday on the 23rd of June. So if you're here with us in the room, or if you're with us online, we're talking about a harvest of new lives. And maybe you're here and you've not ever made a decision to follow Christ. If that's you, I'm giving you, in these next few moments, an invitation to change that, to ask Jesus into your heart, or to recommit your heart to him, recommit your life to him, to make him Lord of your life. And what's involved is you saying, repeating a prayer that we all will all pray together. And then while everyone has their eyes closed, I'll just ask you to raise your hand so that one of our team can follow you up after this service. So, if everyone can close their eyes, I'm inviting you to pray this prayer after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Come into my life. Forgive me for my sin. Help me to follow you for the rest of my days.
Thanks for listening. We hope to see you in church again this weekend. To find out more about our church, find us online at c3churchwatson.com.au.